This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today, right in the middle of the dog days of August. And we have a big 2 hours for you this week. My first guest from KC and the Sunshine Band, KC, will be joining us. The man who brought back ventriloquism. He's at the Mirage with a big contract there. Terry Fader will be joining us. From CNBC's Profit, Marcus Lemonis will be here. Actor Pablo Schreiber will be joining us also from Law and Order. The next hour, country sensation Tanya Tucker will be on the program. TLC's Little Couple is doing very well, and we've got the cast of that show. And then we're going to be talking about ideas for back to school for the kids with Elizabeth Werner. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136. Back live all across the USA and around the world. That music needs no introduction. And the man responsible for it is joining us right now. My pal, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And congratulations on what is 40 years in the music business, making our world better with your music. I mean,
thank you very much.
Now, you and I met several years ago, and I'll tell you where. We did an interview, and we spent a couple of days together. It was the grand opening of the Atlantis in the Bahamas. Remember that beautiful occasion?
Absolutely, yes.
And you and I did an interview, a TV interview, in front of, I think it was a shark tank or some kind of a fish tank that they had there.
Right, right.
Well, tell us what it's like after all of this success that you've experienced. I mean, we're going back now to the days when you were in Opa-locka, Florida, working in a record store, then ended up at TK Records in the warehouse, and ended up being the biggest sensation over the past four decades when it comes to music that makes people happy. I mean, your music is just all about happy.
Right. You know, I'm just a normal guy. I mean, I you know, I just do what I love doing. Really don't know. I mean, I know a lot of things, but I I mean, you know, this is my hobby. This is what, you know, I do that really makes me happy. And, you know, I'm glad that I felt something missing in music and that I was able to instill that, my part, you know, in musical history.
Trends in music, for some reason, come and go, I don't know if it's my imagination, more rapidly now than they ever did in the 60s and 70s, but for some reason, this music of yours that was recreated over 40 years ago has sustained the test of time. It never grows old. See, that's the thing that gets me.
It never goes away either.
No. If you went on Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night and played that music, that audience would be just as excited as if you did it on the Carson Show 35 years ago.
Exactly. I don't know how to explain it really, except, you know, it's just, you know, I thought music had gotten dark, and I think, you know, and I just tried to create something that was, you know, more high energy than music. But now the world has gotten dark. So I think people, you know, to get out of this darkness that we live in these days, gravitate toward anything that lifts them up. And that's one thing our music does.
You know, you mentioned the darkness. You're right. The late 60s, early 70s was a dark time. A lot of protest songs, a lot of songs that had, you know, that deep message that if you didn't get in,
right,
you were out of it, you know. And yours,
right,
just made people dance, get up, and be happy and forget about that darkness. That's a very great analogy, Casey.
Yeah.
In 1975, four number one pop singles in the same year, tying a record set by the Beatles. Unbelievable.
Right.
Lifetime world album sales of over 100 million, featured in almost 200 motion pictures, your soundtracks, including, of course, Saturday Night Fever, which you won a Grammy nomination for Where Is the Love. That was a big year, along with 2002, when you got the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where our mutual friend, the late Dick Clark, made an appearance. I mean, these are very big benchmarks in the music business, which is a tough business. You know that.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, all those things are wonderful, and there's some things I thought we should have won for, we didn't. But, you know, I'm just happy that I've been able to be a part of something that I've loved all of my life, and that I never thought of doing anything else but being in the music business. And I'm happy that God gave me the talent and the drive and everything to live my dreams and to make my dreams, you know, a reality, and that I was able to share that gift with so many people throughout the last 40 years.
And the thing about it is, the fact that it has sustained so long. This year,
yes,
you're being honored with two distinct Lifetime Achievement Awards. First of all, a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Fame, to accompany the one you have in Hollywood, by the way, and
right,
the release of a new double CD coming up.
Yes.
Is it tough when you have as many hits that you do to go out on a concert tour, introduce new material when people want to hear the classics? Is that a tough thing for an actor?
Well, I really don't do that. I really, even to this day, even in my shows, instead of playing obscure album cuts, I would rather play a cover version of something, you know, that was popular, more popular than just do album cuts, because I know I hate myself going to concerts and sitting through that type of stuff. So the only part of the new album I do play, or one of the albums, is 17 songs from the 60s. So I do some of those covers during the show because they're going to be familiar to the audience. The newer stuff, I've not put it in the show as of yet. I'm not sure how I will put it in the show.
I think that's really smart, though, because so many people, and you can't blame an artist for doing that, wanting to feature their new stuff, but people come to hear the classic stuff, and when you don't play it, boy,
right,
you're in a world of hurt. You really are,
right,
and you don't do that. That's the way I like it, the Harry Wayne Casey story, published in 2002. You know what? I've read that. That should be a movie.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That would make a great movie of a generation, because you have touched you've touched three generations, and you'll touch more. You'll,
right,
touch generations to come.
Right. And it's amazing what the music has done, that it's so relevant today, that it's made corporations still want to include it in the pictures for their product, you know, motion pictures and TV shows, and it's quite an accomplishment, actually. I mean, when I say it's quite an accomplishment against all odds, because critics have done nothing but try to deflate us, to degrade the contribution to music that we've made.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I know what you're talking about, but there are a lot of people in the music business that have been had accolades sent their way for the contributions that they made, and I can't figure it out. There are some acts that I just don't understand and why they get the notoriety and accomplishments that they do. And you,
right.
it's happy. By the way, the proceeds from the title song, I'll Be There for You, which was released in 2001, were donated to the September 11th relief effort, which I think on behalf of KC was a great contribution. This show coming up in Pinellas on the 10th, is that a special show, or is that going to be part of an ongoing tour, KC?
No, it's just a one-off.
One-off. You know, the music today, and I hate to sound like our parents, I don't totally understand all of the rap and everything else, but so many of the artists today that are, you know, Snoop Dogg and Trick Daddy, just to name two, R. Kelly, these people who, you know, I'm not particularly a big fan of their music, but, you know, I like music, but they even said, KC had an influence on me, and that is something that I think is a great tribute to you, because these are artists that aren't doing the kind of material you do.
Right. Well, they are in a way. I mean, they are. It's, it might be rap, but it's R&B.
Yeah, it is R&B.
So they are kind of doing the stuff, the grooves we did and the stuff we did. It's an honor. I mean, my songs have been sampled by a lot of people. And it's surprising me sometimes that I hear people say that we influence them, because most of the time people kind of keep tight lip about it. But I listen to the records and you hear our influence all over it. But so for those three to come out and say that we were a major influence is quite a compliment.
Yeah, it really is. It's huge. Well, KC, I have to tell you, I am so glad after so many years that we've had a chance to recoup our association. I know it was a long time since that Atlantis opening in the Bahamas, and I hope that you won't be a stranger on our show in the future, because you are one gentleman, one talent to be reckoned with.
Thank you.
And we love having you on the show, and congratulations on 40 years of not only making great music and having a good time with your hobby, but entertaining millions of us with some good time music that keeps us happy, smiling, and best of all, up on our feet dancing, Casey.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Casey. Join us again soon, okay?
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, in his 40th year of making music, still going strong all around the world. This guy is unbelievable. If you ever get a chance to see KC in concert, do it. It's phenomenal. And we'll be back with more on The Ron Sedgie Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I'm Ron Segi. We're back with more, and our next guest is a frequent guest of ours. I've followed him for the last 3 or 4 years, but I know that it's taken more than that to get where he's at right now. It's one of those overnight sensations. He's probably one of the very few people in this business who rose to the top so quickly and still has his head on straight and very nice to all of his fans and followers. Joining us right now is the winner of America's Got Talent from 2007, now performing at the Mirage in Vegas, none other than Terry Fader. Hi, Terry. How are you?
How you doing, Ron? So good to be on again.
You are one of the few people that I know that really have not gotten into the trap of believing news releases. I mean, after accumulating a 5-year huge $100 million contract with the Mirage.
Well, thank you. The main thing about that is surrounding yourself with good people who don't become yes men, good people who will tell you when you're being a jerk.
Yeah.
So that's the nice thing. That's the nice thing about having I surround myself with really good people who don't mind telling me, hey, Terry, that was out of line. And so it's really, you can't believe your own hype. You have to remember that that we're all just people trying to get along. And I have such a profound appreciation for my fans. When you spend, I have a line in my show, and when I tell people I'm going to go outside and meet them and say hi and sign autographs and stuff, I say, when you spend 42 years with no fans, it's really great to have fans, and that's how I feel.
Well, that's great. That's terrific. Now, this 5-year deal that you have, of course, made all the trade magazines. But coming up, and this is what I'm excited about, coming up, it's the anniversary of you starting, and you got a big anniversary gala going on, I understand.
We do, and we're really looking forward to it, because these days it's a rare thing when a show can make it up in Las Vegas, and so we're expecting it to be a lot longer, because we've had consistently one of the most successful shows in Vegas as far as attendance. People just around the country, and I should say around the world, have embraced the uniqueness of the show, and we're so excited about it. And one of the things we're doing is we're unveiling a brand new character, brand new puppet with new impressions and new jokes.
As you know, I'm a big fan of what you do. In fact, I was singing last night, and somebody came up to me and said, can you do Roy Orbison? And I said, yes. And as I'm singing it, knowing that you and I were going to talk today, I'm thinking to myself, I'm singing crying. And I'm opening up my mouth and giving all the energy that I have. You sing the song 10 times better with your mouth closed than I do. I mean, it's phenomenal what you do.
Well, I don't know how or why, but somehow I'm able to break all of the rules that that all of the speech pathologists and therapists and vocal doctors, they all say that that what I do, it should be impossible. I don't know why. It's a very bizarre thing.
Is it hard for you?
You know, it was when I first started, but now it's just like anything. You know, I mean, if you work in a factory, it's going to be difficult to screw the lids on top of toothpaste caps for a while. But once you get used to it, you know, it just becomes something that you're able to do. So.
How many hours a day do you practice a new character?
Several. I mean, I spend an awful lot of time getting new characters and new things. Like this new character, we're just spending tons and tons of time every day writing new material, and we decide on what songs I'm going to do, and I continue to just keep working and working and working, and then it gets in the show, and then we tweak it throughout the night. So it takes several weeks and months to get things going the way we want them to.
Now the show is called Terry Fader and his cast of thousands, and the nice part about it is at the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, but the theater that it's in, you talk about having pull early on, is the Terry Fader Theater. Not bad having the theater named after you.
No, not bad at all. It's wonderful, in fact.
You perform for the USO, Rack Stars, Wounded Warriors. You do something that they do in Branson all the time, and that is at every show you acknowledge the men and women from the military each night, and all the proceeds from the merchandise shop at the Mirage benefit veterans' charities. That's terrific.
That's something that I really have this profound respect for the veterans and for those who have served and who have defended our freedoms and the freedom of people around the world. My main motivation for that is that I want each one of the people in my audience who are a veteran to understand just how appreciated they are. I think sometimes they forget that. It's real easy for us to just kind of forget sometimes how lonely they might be or how unappreciated they might feel. And so just give them a moment in my show where they can understand just how much of those around them appreciate them for their service. And that's really the only reason I do it.
But a lot of people do it just because it's the in thing to do. And you do it because, I mean, it's a labor of love for you. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, it really is, and we also have a military discount for our show, and not a lot of the shows in Vegas do have that
So
we make sure that that they're able to come in and get a good discount so that they can enjoy the show. And I just really do appreciate those that take that time and sacrifice to serve. I really appreciate them.
You know, you and I have had this conversation before about the fact that you brought back an art that was not, again, visible on television and in nightclubs years back, decades back. And you brought that talent to the forefront and do it in such a remarkable fashion. I really mean this. But I love, because of the fact that you brought this back, I love the name of your autobiography, Who's the Dummy Now?
That's a good. I love that title as well. I think it just says so much with one line. It's really about just celebrating of having a lot of fun and making people feel good and making people laugh in a time when a lot of people don't feel like laughing. And so it's just fantastic to be able to do that.
It's great medicine, and you're a great doctor for it, I have to tell you. A class act. I've said that to you before. A classy guy. And I'm going to be out in Vegas here in the next few months. When I get out there, I'm going to come right over and see you.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you contact us.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to have you at the show.
I'm anxious to do that, and you have a standing invitation if you come to Orlando to be our guest here at Universal Studios. And
you
again,
know, I think I am going to come out to Orlando. I think I'm going to be coming to spend some time there sometime in my vacation time. I will make sure and contact you when we get down there.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't do that, I'm going to be very, very upset.
That'll be great, because we wanted to go to Universal Studios anyway.
No.
So that was one of our things that we're planning on doing. So I'll make a quick stop in there. That'd be great.
It's a done deal. We'll take care of you, Terry. We really will.
Thanks, Rob.
And again, he's at the Great Mirage Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks so much, Ron, for the time. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you in Orlando.
I'm very much looking forward to that. I can't wait. Terry Fader at the Mirage in Las Vegas. And you know, this ventriloquism seems to be coming back, because not only Terry having a great success run with this, but he sings as a ventriloquist, but also people like Jeff Dunham, and most recently, I'm pleased to say this, my pal, who actually got voted off of America's Got Talent, but Todd Oliver with that talking dog Irving is another great ventriloquist. Three big people out there right now with an art that seemed to be dying, but making a revival here in the 21st century. And I'd like to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're coming right back with more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide in jail, many people are wondering how this could happen.
It is inexplicable from my perspective that anyone who has attempted suicide while incarcerated would not be on suicide watch.
That's attorney Jack Scarola speaking on NBC. He was also representing one of the victims in the latest case against Epstein. A full slate of Democratic candidates are trying to break through at the Iowa State Fair.
Hi, I'm Kamala.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
That's Democratic Senator from California and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Democrats on Friday took part in the Iowa Democratic Party's annual Wing Ding Dinner, where many of the candidates took the opportunity to blast President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. I was just telling our guest before we went on the air, I've been in business, oh my goodness, since the mid-70s, and I know how difficult it is for people being in business and being successful in it, and then I'm amazed at those who would be able to undertake it successfully for so many years, and that's the case of our next guest. He is chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, and he's also the host of this great show, Tuesdays on CNBC at 10 o'clock, The Prophet. Joining us right now is Marcus Lemonis. Marcus, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very happy. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I meant what I said. You know, you watch the Shark Tank, you watch all these other shows, and we just had somebody from the Shark Tank on the other day. But I really like The Prophet because you do something that the other shows don't do. You get your hands dirty, and I love that.
I think the big difference, and I think the reason people like it, is because they want to take a deeper dive into what actually happens in business. And I think, you know, when you hear from some of the sharks, they talk about, you know, it's just got to be percentages and numbers and dollars and cents. And I just don't believe that that's what business is about. I really believe there's a lot more to it. And it really is about people, and I think that's one of the things that people like about The Prophet.
I think, though, what amazes me is what you do is that you go into places where people sometimes are novices, and I know you agree with the fact that a lot of people will have a lot of product or service knowledge, but they don't have any business knowledge. And my philosophy over the past 40 years has been never get involved with someone who has not least made one payroll. Okay, but you seem to have a different philosophy, and that is, look, I'll take care of the business end of it as long as you have the product knowledge.
Yeah, I think what I'm really looking to do, if you really kind of boil it all down, I'm really investing in an individual more than I am investing in an infrastructure. I really feel like that's my responsibility to bring the infrastructure and put a process in place. But you're essentially investing in people, and there's so many people out there that just, quite frankly, need a break. And the next great idea, the next great business could come from somebody that has a ton of passion and the right amount of humility and the right amount of sort of focus, but they just don't have necessarily the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always try to get a job when we're younger and they say you need more experience. And you can only get experience if you're given a break.
Right.
Well, I think my job is really to give people a break, and that's what I'm here for.
But how do you protect yourself, Marcus, against that one individual? I mean, I had the same thing. I was 14 years old, and I was chugging around radio stations trying to get a job, and they said, you're too young, and go get experience. How do you do that? You know, but somebody gave me a break. But if you invested in me, in a business that I had, and I wish I would have back in the days when I owned radio stations and advertising agencies, I could have used you, Marcus. But when you invest in a person, and that one person either doesn't work out or unfortunately something happens to that person, how do you recoup an investment when they're the key employee?
You know, I think the biggest challenge is that when you're going to make an investment in a business, you're really making it in an individual, and you have to hope that what they're doing, you know, makes sense, and you have to hope that what they're doing is going to be, you know, kind of riddled with integrity and the sort of things that you need. But there are times where you get involved in business and people take advantage of you, and I try not to let it sort of faze me for the next one, but you know, there's been plenty of deals that I've lost money. I've invested over 30-something million dollars of my own money in 2.5 years on the show, and about 3 of it has gone bad. It's gone very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of business, right? You win some, you lose some. You can't do much about it.
And there's probably a listener out there saying, well, you invested $30 million, you lost 3. That's only 10%. That's not bad odds. $3 million is a lot of money to throw out the window.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is important. I've lost $3 million. That money's gone.
Yeah.
And so the other $27 million is still invested in businesses that are thriving or still chugging along.
Right.
But there's no sort of guarantees with any of that. And so in some of the cases, I've had to put more money in some of the businesses. In other cases, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make money, and so I take it very seriously.
Sure, absolutely.
Very hard to make money.
One of the things that I've noticed on the show, Marcus, is the fact that usually when people, and the Shark Tank does this all the time, they want the big number. They want the big percent. Okay, I'll give you, you know, $8,000, but I want 51%. You many times take a minority percentage. How do you protect yourself in that scenario?
Well, it's funny. I think people get confused you can be a minority partner in a business and structure the deal in a sort of way that gives you the same exact thing you'd have if you have, you know, 51%.
Right.
One of the worries that I always have about doing business with folks is making sure that they still have enough skin in the game to be interested.
Right.
And so for someone like me, all I really care about is making sure that the economics are right for me and that the return on investment is sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I need to have 51% to be able to control it, because you can document it at some point in a way that says, look, I gave you a check. These are the things you have control of. These are the things you do not. Do you agree, yes or no? And if you don't agree, then, you know, we don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal. What about the advice that people give? Say, don't invest in a business you have no knowledge in. Now, you do that all the time. I mean, you know business. Business is business is business. Sales is sales is sales. But when you come right down to the net, you're in an ice cream business right now. And before you were in it, I don't know, did you, you know, you probably ate ice cream, but you didn't make it.
I ate ice cream, but that was it. Well, there are certain businesses that I'm comfortable because I feel like the core competencies are the same. But there are some businesses that I won't invest in. A good example would be I don't invest in technology. I don't invest in anything in technology because I don't understand it. I don't know it. I'm intimidated by it. And so I have no investments of any kind. But I do invest in industries that I understand. So I understand manufacturing. I understand retail. I understand food. And so it doesn't really matter what the sector is. But I don't invest in industries that I don't know, and technology would be a good example.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, it changes so quickly. How do you even keep up with it? You got to be, you know, awake 48 hours a day. As chairman and CEO of a very successful Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises with almost 10,000 employees in over 100 cities, how do you run that, Marcus, and do this show and all of the tentacles that the show has as a result of investing your time, energy, and money into other businesses? How do you do that in the course of a day? And I know people have a lot to do with it, but, you know, you still got to manage people.
Yeah, the bulk of my life is really spent on my Camping World business. And the show does take up some time, but, you know, I'm just really, really resourceful with the time in my day. I think the other thing is I've surrounded myself with amazing people, and I know people say that all the time, but I would not be doing this show if I wasn't comfortable with the management team that I have. And quite candidly, a lot of the folks that are part of my Camping World business, sometimes when I'm not filming and I come back to the office for a couple of weeks, they kind of laugh and they say, you know, like, all right, are you ready to go back on the road again? Because they enjoy sort of the ability to run their business. A business can't be run by one person, and it's got to be run, you know, for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And this is maybe the best advice I can give people. You will know if the business is successful if it's successful long after you're gone.
Right.
That's how you'll know.
You know, Marcus, I was 29 years old when I bought my first radio station, and I thought I could be, you know, everything. Everything, everything, everything. And now in my senior years, getting things done, driving results is through collaboration, partnership, and relationships. And that's, I know, what you say every day in your business environment.
I think the biggest thing that I worry about when I get up in the morning is, how am I going to keep people motivated, and how am I going to, you know, find partners that make sense, and how am I going to find team members that make sense? That's the thing that keeps me up at night, not what did we sell yesterday or today, but how do you keep people motivated and how do you keep them going?
Right.
That's the thing that scares me the most.
And I like what you say about being popular. It's not about being the good boss. I mean, from the standpoint, hey, let's have a big rah, 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 and a huge cheer every morning for the boss. The scoreboard is measured by your employees, your customers, and your family. And that's what you do successfully. I admire what you do, Marcus. I really do. I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of your philosophy in the business world.
I really appreciate that. And, you know, being in business does come with some sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
You miss out on some things. And so it's a tough world. And, you know, my job is to take care of the business and the people that are part of it.
And with that said, when you're ready to invest in radio and television broadcasting, I'll give you my home number, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Marcus. Look forward to having you back again. Please come back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our special guest from The Prophet, the host of The Prophet, does a great job. Tuesday nights on CNBC, Marcus Lemonis. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The USA and around the world. And our next guest is one actor to be reckoned with. I mean, this man, whether it's on the big screen, on TV, or on Broadway or off Broadway, always does a beautiful performance. He's really a pro. And he's going to be part of Return of Law and Order. Pablo Schreiber joins us right now. Pablo, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Is that Ron Fezzi? Boy, your reputation precedes you, sir. You're too kind, Ron.
You are on TV with one of my favorite ladies. When you see Marishka, please tell her I said hello. She's a dear friend and a great guest of ours so many times. It had to be a delight working with her.
Yeah, well, I will tell her that, and I guess we share something in common then, because I'm a huge fan of hers as well.
Yeah, well, I tell you something. You do a remarkable job on being one scary individual. Do you know that? I mean, you're very convincing as a tough guy.
Thanks. Yeah, this character William Lewis is a real treat. He's not the guy you want to bring home to mom, that's for sure. he's been capable over the course of the last few episodes to commit some pretty heinous acts. The last time we saw him, he was taking Detective Benson on a four-day rampage around the state of New York and Connecticut, I believe. And the last time we saw him, he was being wheeled out in an ambulance unconscious after she had brutally beaten him with a bedpost. This episode picks up, and it's going to be the trial episode, and he's going to end up representing himself, and he's going to try to turn the tables on her and put her on trial.
And in essence, this is the time that she really comes to realize that she's face-to-face with you, which is very intimidating to her character.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the character of Olivia Benson obviously has been on the air for 15 years now, and this is a real different side of her. For the first time we see her as a victim, for the first time we see her facing having to take her own advice. She's now in the place where she's been counseling victims for the last 15 years and telling them how to get through this trauma, and now she's the one having to deal with it. And so it's a whole new side of this character that we haven't seen, and after 15 years to get to make your character into something completely different, I think she's been reinvigorated by it, and I just feel real happy and proud to get to be a part of that new and exciting dynamic.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. She's been preaching to other people of how she sustained this throughout the years and lived with it and what they should do, and now she's right back to where she was years ago as the character. Now, Pablo, how long did it take you to do that scene where the beating was going on? Because I got to tell you something, it was done very, very well, very convincing.
Yeah, all the scenes that take place out in the Long Island, there's two or three of them, that take place out in the Long Island house that he takes her to. You know, I think we were shooting there for either 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
To get all of those scenes. And it was just a real, one of the more profound experiences I've ever had as an actor working with another actor. She really laid it out on the line, and the two of us, I think, established a connection that just allowed for, you know, we both felt comfortable working with one another. And once you establish that comfort level, the heavens are the ceiling in terms of what you can, places you can go.
Well, you know, you bring a lot to this show, because if I may, just for a moment, tell our audience of how many things you've done. I'm going to touch the tip of the iceberg, if I can, of films like The Manchurian Candidate, Breaking Upwards, into Intro into the Fire, Invitation to Suicide, Happy Thank You More Please, on TV with the Muhammad Ali's Greatest Fight for HBO, The Good Wife, White Collar, and on Broadway and off-Broadway, Desire Under the Elms, Reasons to Be Pretty, which you won a Drama Desk Award for, Blood Orange, your professional debut, Julius Caesar. I mean, you bring a pretty long list of credentials to a show that's been up and running for a lot of seasons, and I don't feel like, you know, you probably went into that saying, hey, you know what, I'm a little intimidated with all this with a credential list like that.
No, I wasn't intimidated, certainly. I wouldn't want you to miss The Wire and Weeds there, which were two of my major TV credits that the audience might know. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's, you know, I have a little bit of history behind me, and certainly Mariska has a huge, huge history behind her. So we came to this process as equals and really eager to work with one another, I think, and it was a bountiful fruit that we picked together.
I also don't want to forget the classic Awake and Sing, too, which you had a nominated Tony Award for.
Yeah, that was a wonderful experience.
Bringing into the fact that you weren't, you know, intimidated with being on that set because of your experience. You know, I think a lot of times people will go into a project that has had a long running, like Law and Order. I mean, it's around since, you know, Marconi was born. And to step into something and feel pretty relaxed, I think is a nice, a professional attitude to take. Because I've talked to some actors that said, boy, you know, I walked on that set, I was a nervous wreck because the thing's been around forever.
Well, you know, it was a real pleasure and a treat for me, mostly because, you know, that show, it has been around for 15 years, and there's a real formula to it. You know, it's a procedural drama, and it comes on each week, and we know what we're going to expect. And that's why people love the show, because they can tune in and they know what they're going to get. It's going to be wrapped up each week, you know. And this was an opportunity for me to be a part of the show, but to do something completely different with it. It was not a procedural episode. Any of the three episodes that I've done on there, none of them have felt like a normal Law & Order SVU episode. They're all completely outside of the normal world of that show. And so to get to breathe some new life into the show after 15 years, you know, especially for the character of Olivia Benson, to get to take her to the deeper and darker places that she hasn't been, it was such a wonderful opportunity to get to be a part of of kind of breathing some new life into that show.
That show is almost done like a movie, though, isn't it, Pablo?
Well, the ones that I was involved with, I believe, certainly had more of that feel to it. Again, we had Michael Slovis directing this most recent episode, and he's been involved with shows like Breaking Bad. And so to get to bring a bit more of a cable sensibility to that show and break it out of the procedural world was just a lot of fun.
Now, I got to tell you something. I mean this sincerely, okay? Talking to you, nice guy, and to see you as that character, it almost seems impossible because you are so convincing as somebody that is just haunting. And, you know, you're very good at what you do, Pablo, because, you know, a lot of people couldn't pull that off.
Well, it's a nice compliment. I work hard at what I do, but I got to give a lot of credit here to Warren Light and to Julie Martin, who wrote the episodes that I do. They, they've made a real commitment, along with Mariska, to take this show to new places. And I can't say enough about that. After 15 years of being on the air, to be trying to make it fresh and to bring it to new places is just a real incredible thing to watch.
Well, you've done it, and you've done it successfully. And we'll be watching, too, this episode of Law & Order, where Pablo Schreiber, our guest, is the person who is abducted early on, Mariska Hargitay's character, Detective Benson, and now they meet in the courtroom, and Pablo's character is defending himself. Pablo, do me a favor. Come on back. You're a great guest.
Hey, thanks so much, Ron. It was a pleasure. I've heard a lot about you. It was great to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much, and please tell Mariska we send our best, and I hope you have a great remainder of the 2019 season, and we look forward to having you come back, okay?
Will do. Blessings to you as well.
Okay, thanks, Pablo. Pablo Schreiber has been our guest. What a nice man and a talented guy, too. He's going to be on Law & Order. He plays a remarkable role. He truly does. Extremely convincing in his role of playing a bad guy, which you can tell by his demeanor. He's far from that. And there's more to...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gotten out of hand and you care about your credit? Call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or
or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests joining us for this first hour. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, ventriloquist Terry Fader out there at the Mirage in Las Vegas, from CNBC's The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, and actor Pablo Schreiber. Next hour, country great Tanya Tucker will be on the show from TLC's The Little Couple. That's a very popular show on TLC, and the husband and wife for that show will be on our program. And then we're going to close out the hour with Elizabeth Warner. She's got some great ideas for toys that teach for the children coming up this school year. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.